The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. This was the year when the U.S. Postal Service openly embraced commercialism as a way to sell more stamps and make more money. It happened when some collectors protested the Harry Potter film stamps, most of which show living people, all British in fact. Already upset were the members of the U.S. Stamp Advisory Committee, most of whom are not collectors. They say they're being ignored by the Postal Service these days. The National Postal Museum doubled in size with the opening of the William Gross Gallery, and the Postal Service celebrated by issuing a reprint of the famous Inverted Jenny airplane stamp. But some of those stamps were purposely issued with the airplane right side up, and not all of those have been found yet. Dealers are offering as much as $25,000 for those $12 sheets. The nation's oldest stamp museum, the Cardinal Spellman in Massachusetts, celebrated its 50th anniversary. Canada Post is not only raising rates, but is going to charge more if you buy just one stamp. The agency also wants to get rid of the last of its door-to-door home deliveries. And more U.S. stamps were issued at stamp shows this past year. Unfortunately, the designs were nearly identical for most of them. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, and to keep up with what's happening in 2014, visit virtualstampclub.com.